Wednesday night, we began a series on living the life of more than a conqueror. We take that thought from Romans 8, chapter 37, or verse 37. Nay, in all these things referring to the seven specific things that are mentioned in verse 35, distress or tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And the life that a child of God is privileged to live upon this earth, the life that we have the opportunity to live upon this earth, is described in those words, more than conquerors. We saw last week the basis of such a life is the miracle of salvation. One must be saved in order to live this life. Now, not all of the saved live this life upon the earth, but you cannot possibly live this life without personally experiencing the miracle of salvation. In other words, it's salvation that makes this life of a more than conqueror possible. We saw last week that this salvation is an actual event. It is a person-changing event. It is a life-changing event that has a definite, has an immediate, has an ever-increasing and lasting effect and impact upon the heart and upon the life of the individual. We see it's not something that somehow bypasses the heart or bypasses the mind or bypasses any part of us. It affects and it has an impact upon the entire individual. So it's not just simply a decision that we make. It is a miraculous event that takes place in our life. We saw last week that it's a creation, it's a resurrection, and it is a transformation. And of course, it is the work of God. It is a miracle. And the more conscious we are of that miracle, the more we realize in our life that that miracle has taken place, the more assured we are that that miracle has taken place, the more apt we're going to be to live a life that corresponds to that miracle. So we're going to speak tonight on a life based upon a central focus. And we'll turn to two very familiar verses, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And also Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. In these two verses, Paul, who was very assured of his salvation, in these two verses, Paul speaks of living a life. He speaks of a focal point, a central focal point in that life. In verse 20 of Galatians 2, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Philippians 1, verse 21, he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Life has to have a focal point. And in both of these verses, Paul speaks about living his life. It's living his life. You can't live anyone else's life. All you can do is live your life. And Paul here in these two verses speaks of living his life. In Galatians 2 in verse 20, he said, I live. He also said, the life which I now live. The life which I now live. Philippians 1, 21, he said, for me to live. So, everyone sitting here, of course, has been given the gift of physical life. And every single one of us are living that life. We are living life. And every single one of us live life a certain way. And the way we live our life depends greatly upon our focal point. Depends upon our central focal point. That determines the nature of life we live. That determines the manner of life we live. So life must have a purpose. Life must have something that is supreme. There has to be something that controls it. There has to be something that dominates that life. There has to be something to give that life some meaning. So we ask ourselves the question, what does life mean to each one of us? What does life mean? And what does living life, what does living life mean to us? And what is living all about? What is it that we live for? Now, the answer to those questions really depends upon our central focus in life. How we live our life depends upon our central focus in life. Our focal point determines our motives for living, determines our motives for what we do, determines our reasons for what we do. It determines our viewpoint. Is determined by our focal point. Our focal point shapes our lives. Whatever it is that is the central focal point in our life, that shapes our lives. And Paul, in both of these verses, speaks of his focal point, what his central focal point was in living his life. In both verses, he describes two people. He describes himself. In Galatians 2, in verse 20, you notice the personal pronouns, I, me, I and me. We see the same thing in Philippians 1, 21, for me to live, for me. So he describes himself. He talks about himself. And then he talks about another person. And that is Jesus Christ. I, me, and Christ. We see that in Galatians 2, verse 20. We see it in Philippians 1, 21. I, me, and Christ. Now, he does not speak of himself. You notice in Galatians 2 and verse 20, he does not speak of himself and Christ as separate. He speaks of himself and Christ as connected, has linked together. Again, notice here in Galatians 2 and verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. I am with Christ. Again, that word with indicates that there is a connection. There is a relationship. He goes on in Galatians 2 and verse 20, and he says, Christ liveth in me. So we see there's himself, there's Christ. And he does not view himself and Christ as separate. He views himself and Christ as connected, as linked together. And the reason that many Saved individuals do not live the life of a more than conqueror is because they lose sight of their connection with Christ. Not only do they lose sight of their connection with Christ, but they seek to live their life apart from Jesus Christ. They seek to live their lives separate from Jesus Christ. You will never live a victorious Christian life trying to live separate from Jesus Christ. I, me, Christ, we must be linked. So we have I, me, Christ. The place, the position of these two, I, me, Christ, determine how we live our lives. The truth is, you have to put yourself somewhere in your life. You have to do something with I and me. You have to do something with that. You can't just ignore it. You have to do something with your person. And you also have to do something with Jesus Christ. And where you put these two, yourself and Christ, whatever position you put these two in, really determines the life you live. It determines the focal point of your life. You have to do something with both of these, ourselves and Christ. Now notice, Paul states his focal point from the negative in Galatians 2 and verse 20. He says, I live, yet not I. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The negative is not I. Paul is saying, I, me, is not the focus. I is not the purpose. I is not the supreme thing. Again, you have to do something with self. And Paul has. He said he's crucified with Christ. And he says, not I. Not I. So life was not about him. Life was not about his plans. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with making plans, but life was not about his plans. In other words, his life did not fall apart if his plans didn't work out. Because life isn't about his plans. And life is not to be about our plans. Life is not to be about our will. It's not to be about our way. It's not to be about our opinion or our feelings or even our enjoyment. Not I. So you have to do something with self. And if you live for self, your priorities are wrong. And if your priorities are wrong, your life cannot be right. And if your priorities are wrong, there's going to be consequences that are going to show up in your life. Then Paul states his focal point from the positive. He says in Galatians 2 and verse 20, not I, but Christ. That is, my focal point is not I. My focal point is Christ. He said in Philippians 1, 21, for me to live is Christ. Or for me, Christ. For me, Christ. How many can honestly say that tonight? For me, Christ. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. For me, it's Christ. And that's what Paul is saying. That's what Paul is saying in Galatians 2:20. That's what he's saying here in Philippians 1 and verse 21. He is saying, for me, living is Christ. For me, living is about Jesus Christ. He's saying, Jesus Christ is my purpose. I is not my purpose. Jesus Christ is my purpose for living. Now, there aren't many. There aren't many today who can honestly say Jesus Christ is my purpose for living. Jesus Christ is what gives my life meaning. This is what Paul is saying when he says, for me to live is Christ. He's saying Jesus Christ is what gives meaning to my life. Jesus Christ is what controls and is what dominates my life. He's the center of my life. He is the main and chief aspect of my life, is what Paul is saying. He's saying that Jesus Christ is the core. He is the very core of what I do. He's the very core of what and how I think and how I go about living my life. He's saying Jesus Christ is my goal. Jesus Christ is my aim in life. Jesus Christ is the most lovely, the most beautiful, the most meaningful one in my life. He says, it's not about me, it's all about Christ. This is how you live that life. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him. Because if it's about Christ, we do not get overly caught up in our circumstances. If it's about us, circumstances can absolutely ruin us if it's about us. But if it's about Christ, we rise above circumstances. So he's saying, and he's also saying that Jesus Christ is the most influential force in my life. When he says, for me to live is Christ, when he says, Christ liveth in me, he is saying the most influential force in my life is Jesus Christ. Everyone here has an influential force in your life. There is something that influences you more than anything else. Paul said, for me, it's Christ. Christ is an influential force in my life. So how far does this focus go? Well, Paul said, not I, but Christ. For me, Christ. And the scope of that statement, the range of that statement, the extent of that statement is the life that he lived. For me to live is Christ. So the scope of his focus is his life. He's not just talking about a small area of his life. He's not just talking about a certain aspect of his life. He's talking about his life in its entirety. He says, my life in its entirety is Christ. That is, he is the focal point. Now you think about life, and life, of course, is made up of days. It's made up of weeks, months, and years. And Paul says, for me, it's Christ. Whether it be the days, the weeks, the months, or the years, for me, it's all about Jesus Christ. Life consists of responsibilities. Life consists of privileges. Life consists of opportunities. And Paul says, in all of life's responsibilities, in all of life's privileges, in all of life's opportunities, for me, Jesus Christ. For me to live is Jesus Christ. Life, of course, consists of joys. Life consists of sorrows and heartaches. And in and through it all, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. Life consists of times when it's calm, and life consists of times when there's storms. And Paul says, whether it's calm or whether there's a storm, for me, it's Christ. Life consists of turmoil. Life consists of peace, times of peace, and life consists of times of difficulties and trials. And Paul says, through it all, my focal point is Jesus Christ. Through it all, he says, it's not I, but Christ. We need to examine our own lives. Can we say that tonight? Through it all, it's not I, but Christ. Life consists of thoughts. Life consists of decisions. We have to make a lot of decisions in our life. We make decisions every day. We make choices every day. And many of our choices and decisions are based upon what? Our focal point. Our central focal point. If it's strictly us as the focal point, then all of our choices and decisions center around that. But if our focal point is Jesus Christ, then our decisions and our choices center around Christ. Life consists of goals. We have goals. We have aims. Consists of desires. What is it? Examine our desires. What is it that we want the most? What is it? What are the things that we tend to desire the most? And that speaks volumes of where our focal point is. Is what we desire all centered around I? Is what we desire all centered around me? Or is what we desire center around Jesus Christ? Life consists of experiences, of variety of experiences. And Paul had many. And he's saying, you know, in all those experiences, for me, he says, it's Christ. Life consists of hopes. Everyone has hopes. What is it that we hope for? We all have expectations. Where do we place our hope? Where do we place our expectations? Paul says, for me, it's Christ. Life consists of friends. Life also consists of enemies. Life consists of family. Life consists of a variety of relationships, and life consists of careers. And on we could go. But what do all these things center around? That's where our focal point is. Do these things center around Jesus Christ? Our friendships, do they center around Christ? What about with our enemies? What about with our family? What do these things center around? Our life is filled with a variety of emotions. Life is filled with a variety of feelings. And again, many of our emotions and feelings, again, speak volumes of where our focal point is. What offends us? What upsets us the most? We get a scratch on our brand new car, or we sin against God? What is it that distresses us the most? Physical things or spiritual things? These are all things that tell where our focal point is. It's not hard to figure where someone's focal point is. All you got to do is observe. It's not hard to see where our own focal point is. And if we're honest, our focal point shifts all the time. It really does. We're all over the map. But Paul said, for me, it's Christ. Life consists of different places. Most of us have lived in different places. Life consists of different places. Paul says, it doesn't matter where I am. For me, life is Christ. Life consists of different conditions. Sometimes the conditions we don't like. Sometimes we may like the conditions. Same with circumstances. Sometimes we may not like the circumstances. Other times we may think, this is fantastic. These are great circumstances. But whatever the conditions, whatever the circumstances, Paul says, not I, but Christ. For me, Christ. Now, looking at Galatians 2, verse 20, and looking at Philippians 1, verse 21, Galatians, of course, was written to the churches of Galatia. Philippians was written to the church there at Philippi. But those two verses, Galatians 2, verse 20, Philippians 1, verse 21, were written under two entirely different set of circumstances. Not only was he writing to different people with different needs, my point is Paul was in two entirely different set of circumstances when he wrote these verses. And basically both verses say the same thing as far as his purpose, his focal point in life is Christ. When Paul is writing to the churches of Galatia, he was a free man. He had freedom. He had liberty. And he said, in his freedom, he said, not I, but Christ. He said, life isn't about me, it's about Christ. And when he wrote to the Philippians, Paul was in prison. In fact, he did not know if he was going to live or be put to death. But you notice, his focal point never changed. It stayed the same. Whether he was a man with freedom or whether he was a man in prison facing death, he said, for me, it's Christ. For me, it's Christ. Under both circumstances, his philosophy about living did not change. And that's always going to be true. Wherever our focal point is. If our focal point is on I, whether we are free and at liberty or whether we are prison facing death, what are we going to focus on? I. This is why Paul and Silas could sing in the jail, because they weren't focusing on themselves. They were focusing upon Jesus Christ. And if our focal point is Jesus Christ, no matter what our circumstances are, that doesn't change our focal point. It's not the circumstances that change our focal point. Our focal point changes how we view our circumstances and how we view our conditions. Focal point is very, very important. And again, we have these two people, ourselves and Christ. You have to do something with both. You have to do something with yourself. You have to do something with Christ. And Paul said, for me, it's all about Christ. Now, what was it that caused Paul to have this central focal point of Christ? Well, that goes back to last week's message. It was salvation. The miracle of salvation. There was a total shift. Once that miracle took place, there was now a shift. There was a total change in Paul's focal point. And he mentions a few things here in Galatians 2 and verse 20. His life was centered upon Christ because of Christ's love. Notice he said there toward the end of verse 20, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Who loved me. Three words, who loved me. Who, referring back to the Son of God, referring to Jesus Christ,
Me referring to Paul or ourselves. And between those two, Christ and ourselves, is what? Love. Who loved me? And Paul could not get away from the fact that Jesus Christ loved him. He could not get over that, that Jesus Christ loves me. So it's not hard when you're engrossed with the love of Jesus Christ. When the love of Jesus Christ gets a hold of you, it's not hard to say, not I, but Christ. Paul was just caught up in the love that Jesus Christ had for him. He lived in the wonder of the love that Christ had for him, and he said, Jesus Christ loves me. Therefore, for me, Christ. But then notice also something else here in Galatians 2, verse 20. Who loved me and gave himself for me. He realized that Jesus Christ took all of his sin, took all of Paul's sins upon himself, went to the cross, gave himself for Paul. And he said, Jesus Christ gave himself for me. Therefore, for me, Christ. That's good reasoning. Jesus Christ loves me like no one else can love me. Jesus Christ gave himself like no one else can. And therefore, Paul says, for me, it's Christ. For me, it's Christ. This should not be a hard choice to make. For me, Christ. If we have our eyes upon the right thing, we can say, for me, Christ. So Paul said, the life I live, yet not I, but Christ, for me to live is Christ. He was centered upon Jesus Christ because Paul felt that he owed everything to Jesus Christ. You see, Paul, like all of us, entered this life. He was born in sin. Everyone born into this life is born in sin. And because he was born in sin, he lived in sin. Because by nature he was a sinner, he sinned. And he lived in sin, and he was guilty. And he was unrighteous before God. And so it is with all of mankind. He entered this life alienated from God. He entered this life separated from God. He entered this life at enmity toward God. He was wicked. He was full of evil. But there came a day. Acts chapter 9. There came a day in Paul's life when the Lord saved him. And it was an event. It was a personal event that Paul never got over. He had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ there in Acts chapter 9. And that day, Paul was set free from the bondage of sin. He was set free from the bondage of Satan. He was set free from the power of darkness. And he knew. It was all because of Christ. And therefore he can say, for me, it's Christ. Go back, you that are saved, go back to that day. Go there often. Go there often. Go there every day. Go back to that place. Go back to that day when the Lord saved you. And it was Christ. It was Christ. So why is it difficult to say, not I, but Christ? Not I, but Christ. Paul had passed from death unto life. And he knew it was because of Christ. And therefore, again, for me, Christ. He had been reconciled to God. And that was all because of Jesus Christ. He had been justified by God. And that is all because of Jesus Christ. All of his sins have been forgiven. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. So it's not difficult to say. It's not difficult for Jesus Christ. If you keep those things in mind, it should not be difficult for Christ to be the focal point of your life. He had been changed and was all because of Christ. Everything is new in his life, and it's all because of Christ. His eternity is completely different, and it's all because of Christ. If you've ever been saved, it was Jesus Christ that saved your soul. If you'll ever be saved, it'll be Jesus Christ that saves your soul. So every saved individual ought to have as a focal point in their life, Jesus Christ. Not I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ. For me, Christ. We don't have to take an opinion poll. We don't have to see what everybody else is doing. We don't have to see which way the wind is blowing. We don't have to see what our circumstances are. It's as simple as this. For me, Christ. Not I, but Christ. And as you read these two verses, Galatians 2, verse 20, Philippians 1, verse 21, you see that Jesus Christ had shaped Paul's view of life. Everybody has a view of life. Everybody has a view of life. You have a viewpoint concerning life. And you have a manner of living that life. And your manner of living life corresponds to your view. Corresponds to your viewpoint. Now, if your viewpoint is, for me, Christ, that shows up in the way that you live. If your viewpoint is I, that shows up in the way that you live. And again, as you read these two verses, it is obvious that there was a relationship between him and Christ. And that relationship is what shaped his entire view of living life. That's the problem today. The problem with many today is that Jesus Christ is a religion and not a relationship. He needs to be a relationship in our lives. And when that is the case, that shapes our entire life. It shapes every single aspect of our life. We see it is obvious that there was a personal experience of Jesus Christ. He said, Christ liveth in me. Christ loved me. Christ gave himself for me. He had a personal experience of Jesus Christ. And that shaped his life. That shaped his life. And we all have a variety of experiences, and to some degree our experiences go into making up our life. But this one experience changes everything. Changes everything. He had a personal experience of Jesus Christ. And it's obvious as you read these two verses that it was Jesus Christ that controlled his life. It was Jesus Christ that dominated his life. And every one of us. People can say all they want to. It's my life. I'll do what I please. No, you won't. Every single person's life is controlled by something. We're all the servants of something. or somebody. There's no exceptions. Most are the servants of themselves. We're to be the servants of Jesus Christ. That's what's to control and dominate our life. That's what our purpose of living is to be. Jesus Christ. What is to have the most influence on our life is Jesus Christ. And again, there are a lot of things that go on in our lives, and they all have some sort of influence in our life. But the number one, the most powerful, influential force in our life ought to be the Lord. If we have this sense, you cannot live a victorious Christian life without having Christ as your central focus. And you are not going to have Christ as your central focus if you have not experienced that miracle of salvation. Now, sad to say, some have experienced the miracle of salvation, but they've gotten sidetracked. They've forgotten some things. They've gotten away from some things. Some things have gotten away from them. And as a result, Jesus Christ is not their central focal point. And their life is not what it could be. Their life is not what it should be. Because they've lost sight of their central focal point. We all do it. Probably every single day, we lose our focus. We need to realize as soon as that happens. And we need to pray, Lord, you need to get me back. You need to bring me back where I need to be. Because it's a very dangerous thing. It's bad enough you lose your focus for one day. You can do a lot of damage. You lose your focus for a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Oh, you can do irreparable damage. Have scars for your entire life. The truth is, 1 second losing our focus can give us scars for life. But my point is, when we see ourselves, and we all do it, we lose our central focus. Gets back to us. As soon as we see that happening, and I believe we know when it happens. As soon as we see that happening, that's when we need to get really serious. And Lord, you need to bring me back. You need to bring me back to where I need to be. You'll never get too far away if you get in the habit of always pleading with God, Lord, bring me back, bring me back, bring me back. As soon as those thoughts go through your mind, Lord, you bring me back. I've strayed again, bring me back. You'll never get too far as long as that is a habit, and that is a good habit to establish. Brother Tim, or Brother Mark, would you come and lead us in singing?